Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It was kind of a brutal summer for travel. Do you think this issue will be sorted in time for the holidays?
I think it's going to get better by the holidays.
Travel chaos continues for another day as Southwest cancels more than 2,300 flights this morning.
And we're learning Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was warned a meltdown like this was bound to happen.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, the idea that there is someone out there, it would be significantly advantageous to him that he would come up with a lie that he had family members close to him, his grandparents, escape one of the world's greatest tragedies.
You guys do that all the time.
Folks on his side of the aisle have learned. They have learned this from, you know, the leader of their party.
You serious? Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, the last hour of the last Howie Carr Show of 2022. And with us to ring in the proverbial new year for us here on the Howie Carr Show is Dr. Matt the Vet. Welcome.
Going out with a bang.
Yes, sir. Sure. That's right.
Going out on a high note.
You're one of the most popular segments
on the show. Well deserved.
Okay.
inflating begins.
There were a few things, and we should say that Dr. Matt's appearance today is brought to you in part by Zipzyme Omega, which helps transform couch potato pets into active, vital super pets. We are what we eat, and that goes for pets, too. Learn more at ZipzymeOmega.com. That's Zip, Z-Y-M-E, Omega.com. So I was just telling Dr. Matt a quick story. Relatives who shall remain nameless say their dog over the Christmas break got into a whole box of chocolate and didn't leave any piece untouched. And I stood there with my mouth agape thinking that this story ended up with them pumping the dog's stomach or something. But they said, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, chocolate toxicity is a real thing. But, you know, and so let's take one example of, you know, we've had clients, you know, call me in a panic because the dog ate a Chips Ahoy cookie, right? Probably not enough chocolate to kill an amoeba. You know, there's just, right? And then you go all the way up to dogs that, I mean, it used to be the small dog got into the Baker's chocolate. Baker's chocolate is actually named after a guy named Baker. It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not because it's used in baking.
I had no idea.
But now the onset of these really high cacao, 70%, 80%, you know,
Hershey's chocolate. Special dark.
Those are legitimate, you know, toxicity for a dog. Usually most boxed chocolates, and I'm not going to name any manufacturers, but those big varieties of chocolates, they probably just didn't have enough chocolate in them, cacao in them to make the dog sick because it is legitimate. So.
All right. So along those same lines for cats, around this time of year, people bring in poinsettias.
Right.
Those are toxic to cats, right?
Yeah. Poinsettias are, and those Easter lilies are extraordinarily toxic, and cats literally can just brush up against them and get some of the, it's where the, in the
stamen.
Yeah, exactly. And those, they have like a pollen type substance on them that will cause cats to go into kidney failure in really small doses. Yeah. Wow. So it's not much.
And what can a poinsettia do?
Poinsettias are usually GI upset. They start having vomiting and diarrhea. So
no fun.
No.
In either always occasion.
Yeah, in the holidays it's especially a good time to have a vomiting cat. Yeah.
And do you think that pet owning contributes to climate change? Because that's what a Time article says.
Well, yeah,
pet ownership should rank alongside transcontinental flights in terms of climate no-nos.
Yeah, you know, and this has been sort of, these things pop up every once in a while. If you look back, I think the British newspaper, The Independent, about 18 months ago had a big story about this. And so it pops up occasionally, you know, probably when you need to feel guilty about something. You haven't felt guilty enough about enough things. But it's a good time to introduce. There's a new subsidiary to Honest Howie. It's Carbon Credits, and it's Dr. Matt's Pet Carbon Credits. So you can now, it's great where you can, just for a small monthly fee,
excellent.
Yeah, indemnify yourself from all your pet's carbon.
Does it go by breed or size of the animal?
Breed and size, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Shetland pony, they're going to be...
Great Dane is going to pay a lot more than a Chihuahua.
But it says wet food actually takes more carbon emissions than dry food to create and package.
And that's probably, in the packaging and shipping and stuff like that because of the cans.
For dogs and cats, is that a matter of preference based on their palate, or there one that's better?
No, I mean, it's both. There are absolutely some dogs and some cats who will only eat dry food or only eat canned food. In my opinion, canned foods are more physiologically natural for dogs and cats because they're higher meat and lower carbohydrate. Dogs actually can eat carbohydrate. They're called facultative carnivores, which means they're mainly meat eaters that can eat other things. Cats are obligate carnivores, and you know, tiniest little cute little kitty and giant lion and tiger is the same thing physiologically, carnivores. So why we feed them carbohydrate, I never know. Haven't quite figured that one out yet.
All right, 844-500-4242 if you'd like to speak with Dr. Matt. If you have a pet question for him, or you're seeking maybe a second or a third opinion on a question that you've asked several other people and you want to get his take, he's the guy we trust. Where are you located? What's the name of your operation?
Yeah, I'm at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, and we're right on the Ipswich Raleigh line, and my number is 978-948-8189.
All right, Dale, you are next with Dr. Matt the Vet on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dale.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to talk about stud tail, but really quickly, I have a cat, the same cat, that... he almost died. He was getting UTIs because of dry kibble, and I did a lot of research.
Yes.
You shouldn't give cats dry kibble because he doesn't get them anymore, and it saved his life.
Yeah, no. Cats get a lot more water with their canned diet, and it's also easier to acidify their urine. Now, there are dry foods that will acidify a cat's urine, and I had a cat that for years ate dry Hill CD for his urinary tract problem. I had the exact same issue as my cat had the same issue as your cat. And so there are dry foods specifically for that, but to promote water consumption in cats, as well as 10 other reasons, I prefer canned food over dry.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Anyway, so here's my issue. So he's 12 years old. He's fixed. He's getting like looks like stud tail, and I don't understand at 12 years old why he's getting stud tail.
What is stud tail?
Well, can you describe to me what he's doing?
Okay, he's all white.
Yeah.
Pure white, and he's got its tail looks greasy.
Yeah.
Brownies,
okay.
On his tail.
Yeah. Well, they do have a gland back there, and so the gland can be producing oils that are irritating to the skin. So this is definitely one where you can use some pet friendly shampoos that help break up the oil, or you can go ahead at some point and have your veterinarian even skin biopsy them to make sure there isn't something worse going on in there.
All right, anything else, Dale?
Answer them?
Yep.
No, I just wondered what would be some of the bad things that are going on.
Well, certainly of the skin diseases, there can be infection. There can be, I would say, unlikely to be parasites, but certainly at 12 years old, you start to look at skin cancer and stuff like that. So that's a possibility.
Thanks very much for the call, Dale. 844-500-4242. If you'd like to speak with Dr. Matt, ask him a pet question. Usually any four-legged indoor/outdoor creatures. No, iguanas are probably out of the question.
You're not gonna. You can ask the question. You're just not gonna get a very good answer. That's the problem. You're free to ask the question.
What's the rarest breed that you've had come through your office?
Oh, wait, there was a dog, a breed I had never seen, never heard of before. Really, great. It was we call them. NCNPs, new client, new patient. Mm-hmm. And so this was a Hungarian Mari or Mori. And I had absolutely never heard of it. It's a very cute dog. Looks a little bit like a border collie with a rougher coat. This one was very friendly, very nice dog. So
how do you spell Mari?
Like Muri. I'm trying to remember now because I'm trying to remember the record, but
Muri.
Yeah. So,
or is it Moody?
No, it's like M-U-R-I or M-O-R-I.
So. Okay. I'll have to get a beat on that.
Anyway, so that was, I guess that's the rarest because I've never seen anyone before or since, and I didn't know one existed.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it before. That's pretty rare.
Until I read it on the record. Unless I guess it exists.
Is it brand new or is it?
No, I don't. I doubt it.
Been around for a while?
I don't think it's one of the, it's not like a designer breed or something like that.
All right. Taylor, please ask Dr. Matt if I should be worried if my 2.5-year-old Golden has a heart murmur. Will he grow out of it?
Well, I doubt at 2.5 that he's going to grow out of it. I think the severity of the murmur and the severity of the disease are linked. So veterinarians these days, I think, rank them as mild, moderate, and severe. Back in the day, we were taught to rank them out of 6, you know, 1 out of 6, 3 out of 6, 5 out of 6. So unfortunately, I would say it's highly unlikely that they're going to grow out of it, because if your dog had a heart murmur at 2.5 months, I'd say, well, the chances are pretty good that they'll grow out of it. But your dog's done growing. Mm. Yet heart murmurs still fall into two groups. We call them functional and pathologic. You know, if we stood at the beginning of the Boston Marathon and could stick our stethoscope on, you know, 30 runners, probably 15 would have heart murmurs. They're really very common, yet clearly in those athletes, they're not pathologic. Those are called functional murmurs. Dogs have functional murmurs too. Their heart just makes an extra sound. It's not that big a deal. But pathologic heart murmurs are caused by a valvular insufficiency, so blood is backflowing through a valve. Or a valve is too small. It's called pulmonic stenosis is one of those. So if your veterinarian sort of shrugs his or her shoulders and says, I don't think it's that big a deal, it's probably not. But you want to keep a track of it. And if your vet says, hey, this is loud enough that it's got my attention and I want to have it evaluated, then you can have echocardiograms and chest x-rays and all sorts of fun things to sort of track the disease through the years, really.
All right, great. Thanks. The lines are filling up, 844-500-4242. We will get to your questions on the text line as well. Text Howie to 617-213-1066. And we'll get to all of those in just a bit. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Matt the Vet on the Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Sex, mentis, incendium, gloria, calpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242 to get on the line with Dr. Matt, who is brought to you by Zipzyme Omega, helping transform couch potato pets into active, vital super pets. We are what we eat, and that goes for pets, too. Learn more at ZipzymeOmega.com. That's Zip, Z-Y-M-E, Omega.com. And Dr. Matt is also brought to you by GiveSendGo, the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo.
We've had people use it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. They don't charge a fee. Instead, they let the giver decide how much extra to give the site, meaning you can keep more of the donated dollars, and your donation is tax deductible. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com, and we thank GiveSendGo for helping us out during our charity hour last week. Ended up donating, I think, over $4,000.
Wow, nice.
So that was an incredible day. All right, thanks for hanging on. Mark, you are next on the Howie Carr Show with Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys, and Happy New Year.
Thank
you. Hey, Dr. Matt, I have a Sheltie.
Yep.
He's about 8 years old, and I love him to death. And I've had Shelties, and I've had Huskies, and I've had Labs. He's the smartest dog, almost to a fault.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, he does two things. One's kind of weird. The other one's just kind of, I don't know how to fix. But like when I'm getting into bed at night, he sleeps on my bed. When I'm getting into bed at night, and I'm like, you know, pulling the covers up, you know, he like wants to lick the covers like incessantly, like crazy, like, you know, just the quilt,
yeah,
the quilt on the outside, like, and he gets very like And
are
I,
you
know, I go,
eating in bed? And he's
out.
He's licking the crumbs?
No. No.
Could have been that spilled chocolate.
The other thing that he does, and I'll, you know, wrap it up quick with you, but when I'm leaving for work, you know, he constantly herds my son and I, like, yep, getting ready for school and getting, yep, ready for work. Like, just like he gets nervous, more nervous, more nervous. They're in circles around you. And then when I shut the door, if it's just me leaving, he'll, like, jump at the door from the inside. Mm-hmm. And I can hear him barking, and, yep, he'll, like, bite at the door handle like he's attacking it.
Sure.
You know, like, sure, like crazy. But other than that, he's, like, the greatest dog. I swear to God, if he had thumbs, he could, like, do my checkbook. You know, he's really, yeah, a good dog. But anyway, what do you think?
Well, you've touched upon a lot of the answers. Is, first of all, is Shelties are herding dogs, and herding dogs are almost invariably smart. And sometimes they're too smart for their own good. Smarter dogs tend to have more sort of psychiatric issues. And one of them, especially amongst herding dogs, is obsessiveness. And so the bed licking is, you know, a very, you know, OCD sort of behavior. And certainly the separation anxiety right when you leave is also one of those too. There's lots of ways you can manage these. So I think I would start with food toys, to be honest with you, food puzzles, because it will give him something to do, especially when you're leaving, that will take his mind off the fact that you are leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows that you're leaving as well as anybody, but if he has like a, you know, something simple like a peanut butter Kong or, you know, or something more, they make all kinds of food puzzles, believe me. And so you could do that a little bit at night to give him something to do at night other than to lick the covers. And you can give him something right before you leave in order to help him manage those first few minutes after you leave. Dogs, the vast majority of separation anxiety dogs act out within the first 10 minutes of you leaving, and then they sort of settle down. So if you can break that habit a little bit, that'll probably help. You know, you can use medications too, but I don't think I would necessarily first.
Right. Thanks for the call, Mark. Shauneen, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Shauneen.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Good evening.
Dr. Matt.
Hi,
Dr. Matt. Can I ask you a question about my Staffordshire Terrier, who was 14 years old?
You may.
He has recently been put on Union Bayou.
Yeah.
You know anything,
yeah,
about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a tumor on his spleen.
Yes.
But it's $4,000 to remove the tumor, and at his age,
yeah,
do you think it's a good idea to take the tumor out?
First of all, and this is, I tell clients this all the time, is you're not making right decisions and wrong decisions. So they're not good decisions and bad decisions. There's just decisions that you make based on the amount of information that you have. First of all, Union Bio is to prevent him from hemorrhaging to death if his spleen ruptures, if the tumor ruptures, as it almost invariably will at some point. It almost acts like an aneurysm. But if you, you know, 14 years old is extraordinarily old for a Staffordshire Terrier. So, you know, first of all, congratulations on getting him there. But these are the decisions that you face at 14. Certainly, the surgery isn't super difficult. It's pretty straightforward. Splenectomies are done all the time. I don't think $4,000 is outrageous, although you could price shop it. I don't think $4,000 is totally out of the ballpark of so expensive. I mean, just from a veterinary perspective. But spending that, you know, laying out that sort of money very near the end of your dog's life, even if he was perfectly healthy, you wouldn't say, well, this dog is likely to have 2 or 3 years. You're likely to say this dog has 6 months to 18 months left. And so that's how I would think of it and make decisions based on that.
Thanks for the call, Shauneen. We'll get to your text questions and more calls coming up after the break. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Funspot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. Funspot features one of the largest collection of playable 70s and 80s arcade games in the world. With pinball, bowling, and on-site tavern, Funspot is fun for all ages. Go to funspotnh.com. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Democrats' tax returns would you most like to see? Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, or Nancy Pelosi's?
Nancy Pelosi.
With 43%, it is Nancy Pelosi's.
All right. A runaway winner, absolutely. It's only Joe Biden behind her is following pretty closely. He's only got $9 million net worth. She's got $135. Yeah, incredible. Of course, Dr. Matt, brought to you by Zipzyme Omega, helping transform couch potato pets into active, vital super pets. We are what we eat. That goes for pets, too. Learn more at ZipzymeOmega.com. That's Zip, Z-Y-M-E, Omega.com. All right, we've got a doozy of a question here through the text line from 617. Can you please ask Dr. Matt if dogs can suffer trauma similar to their owners? My husband walks our very healthy, almost five-year-old mutt. 10 days ago, while walking her on the DCR bike path, he discovered a dead body. My husband remains quite traumatized. They both had to remain with the body until police arrived and were interviewed for an hour. She now basically refuses to leave the yard, and normally they take multiple walks per day. And she is eating normally, however, but can dogs suffer same trauma as humans?
Absolutely. Dogs are complex psychologically. Dogs' brains work very similar to the way human brains work. I can't explain to you how cats' brains work. They're just totally different. but yeah, dogs can suffer psychological trauma. They have very good memories. I would not expect this dog to forget this incident very soon. What I think I would do is maybe take her, if you can, take her for a short drive and walk her back home, something like that, where she, or obviously don't walk her down in the area where the dead body was found. But this is gonna take a little time, and I think you have to be both patient and sensitive about it, and understand that this little psychological scar that she has can be ameliorated and it can be improved, but it's highly unlikely to ever be completely better.
Think like a dead raccoon would have been any different?
No, because dogs don't care about dead raccoons. They care a lot more about people. Mm-hmm. And so seeing a dead person to a dog is probably much more shocking to them than seeing just a dead animal on the side of the road. Which,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, you're next up with Dr. Matt on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking my call. So today I just took my dog to the vets because he's not like coughing all the time.
Okay.
He doesn't go to a kennel.
Yep.
But I don't know if it's because it's dry. He's 14 years old, West Highland Terrier.
Okay, thank you.
And, yeah, he'll just start really not coughing, but kind of gacking, like he's got something stuck in his throat. And he hacks, and he'll hack for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he won't do it for another hour or so. And so the pills they gave me, it just says cough tabs. There is no trade name on it. It just says
okay.
Cough tabs.
That, boy, you got me on that one. So dogs can have a lot of issues at 14, and certainly West Highlands can have some ones that are more in their breed. West Highlands can have heart disease, and so I guess the veterinarian doesn't think that this is heart disease because they're not on any heart medications, but it's still a possibility. Then there's lung disease, primary lung disease, which is bronchopneumonia or viral, bacterial, you name it. And then there's collapsing trachea. Dogs that are just put on cough suppressants, the vet may think that it's collapsing trachea. Dogs will have this sort of paroxysmal cough where they suddenly cough a lot. Sometimes when they're excited, they'll cough more because the pressure in their chest goes up and their trachea collapses. If the pills are working, that's fine. If not, you might want to seek a second opinion and have them worked up, x-rayed, ECG, and another exam to find out the source.
Thanks, Johnny, for the call. And Joe, you're next up on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, hi, Taylor. Hi, Dr. Matt.
Hi, Joe.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
I got a 20-year-old male cat.
Nice.
5 years old. He just turned 5 years old. Christmas Eve, I mean. I'm asking a question about cat treats.
Yeah.
I give him a pinch every night around 8 o'clock at night. A fancy piece.
Yeah.
It's like dry food.
Yeah. Like. Yep.
But what makes it so magical? Nuts for.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Dry food, they just nibble at it.
That's a really good question. I don't know that I have a good answer of why your cat loves this treat specifically. Is it a treat or is it canned food or what is just Fancy Feast canned food or what is it?
It's Fancy Feast. It's a bag of dry food.
Okay.
It almost looks the same as regular dry food.
Yeah. Is it fancy feet with catnip, or, you know?
It's got, yeah, yeah, exactly. And
now with cocaine. I think it's nice to find something your cat adores that much. But I unfortunately don't have an answer for you.
Sorry, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Scott, you're next with Dr. Matt, the vet, on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Scott.
How you doing? Happy New Year. I have a 5-year-old cat, short head. Not sure what breed it is. It came from a feral family, but the previous owner had to get rid of the cat and the kittens because he was going to jail or whatever. So I wanted this gray cat.
Yep.
And I've had it since it was a kitten, and it's a indoor-outdoor cat. I live out in the country, you know, sticks and stuff, but when it's sleeping, like in a deep sleep, it wheezes and it's so silent here that
But during the day, it runs around and doesn't have any exercise intolerance or anything like that.
Oh no, it's an indoor outdoor cat.
Sure.
She catches chipmunks, picks them up, and she'll take them out back and let it go, and then she'll play tag with it.
Okay, and it doesn't have any sort of like smushed face or anything like that, like a Persian or anything like that.
No, not that I know of.
Okay, you would be the one to know. So this could be something in the back of his throat where, it's almost like snoring. Cats also do get, we call it feline asthma, although the pathophysiology is not exactly the same as asthma in humans. So, and those cats can wheeze for quite some time and then have more like an asthma attack. So I think this one might be worth a trip to the veterinarian just so they could have a listen to him even though he's awake at the veterinarian. Go ahead and have a quick listen to him, or maybe take a chest x-ray and make sure his lungs are okay.
Thanks very much for the call, Scott. 844-500-4242 if you have a question for Dr. Matt, the vet. And again, how do people reach you when you're off the air here?
People can reach me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
So I'll take another shot at a question here. At home, we've got, she's probably a 10-year-old cat at this point, maybe a little bit younger. But she lives with a 2-year-old toddler.
I was going to say, how do they get along?
Better.
Yeah.
But she still gets like a lot of stress. So we went out for vacation, and we came back, and she looked like a completely different cat. She was glowing, and her eyes were wide open. But now that we're back, she's looking a little haggard.
Yeah.
And she's got, that gunk in her eye, which we treat with eye drops every night.
Sure.
But what's a good way to kind of de-stress her? Daily.
Cats are very location oriented. Even though I tell my clients all the time, and sometimes I have to tell myself, that our cats do love us and want to be around us. Cats are primarily linked to their location, it seems to me, more than they are linked to people. Like the Reader's Digest story you read about a dog is people move away and the dog finds the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Reader's Digest story you read about cats is people move away with the cat and the cat goes back to their own house. But I mean, cats definitely can be, especially all indoor cats, are much more susceptible to stress in that way. So, I mean, I think the problem does start to ameliorate itself as kids grow older and start to go to daycare or start to go to school. I think those things start to improve kind of on their own. But I would certainly, and I hold cats to a little bit higher standard around kids because cats can get away. I mean, they don't, some dog's lying there and the kid jumps on him. The dog,
it's usually a larger dog, has nowhere to go.
Right. And so, but the cat always can get away from the child. So, but I think if I were to do one thing, I would say if you have any space where you can sort of more dedicate it to the cat, have some environmental.
Well, she's got the whole basement.
Okay. That's good then. So make it more cat friendly or as cat friendly as you can with, cat trees and stuff like that. So the cat has a place where it can go have private time away from the 2-year-old. So it's inherently a stressful situation and you can't solve it.
The cat's going to take over the man cave. Wonderful.
It's the cat cave.
The cat cave. 844-500-4242. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back with your calls and your text questions as well. Text Howie to 617-213-1066, followed by your question. That's text Howie, followed by your question to 617-213-1066. Or give us a call, 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Last segment of the last hour of the last show for the Howie Carr Show during the year 2022, and we're glad Dr. Matt is with us to answer your pet questions. And Dr. Matt, the vet on the Howie Carr Show, is brought to you by Give, Send, Go, the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They don't discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, you should look at Give, Send, Go. They don't charge a fee. Instead, they let the giver decide how much extra to give the site, meaning that the recipient can keep more of the donated dollars. And your donation is tax deductible. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. Dr. Matt is also brought to you by Zipzyme Omega, helping transform couch potato pets into active, vital super pets. We are what we eat, and that goes for pets too. Learn more at zipzymeomega.com. That's zip, Z-Y-M-E, omega.com. And Dr. Matt, when you're not here at the Howie Carr Show, where can you be found? How do people get in touch with you?
Yes, just about 24/7 I can be found at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, it seems. And my number at the hospital is 978-948-8189.
I'd imagine you get more pet visits around the holidays.
Well, you know, it is weird.
Irresponsible dog owners letting them get into the chocolate stuff
and more sick animal things, yeah. Like getting into the, but also more euthanasias and stuff around the holidays. And I think I really do believe there's some biorhythm aspect to it. It's the shortest days, and dogs that are sort of teetering on really poor health start to slide down.
We had to put my favorite cat down on my birthday 2 days after Christmas several years ago.
Now we know when his birthday is.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yes. nice to have birthday
Happy
euthanasia.
Birthday. We're killing your cat. Nancy, you're next on the Howie Carr Show.
On that note, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Matt. How are you?
Good.
I just heard your other caller call about the coughing dog, and my dog, he's a King Charles Cavalier.
Yeah.
And I just had him at the vet's on Christmas Eve. He had the hacking cough, but he had a honk with it.
Yeah.
So he just got diagnosed with that, the trachea collapse.
Yeah, tracheal collapse, yes. How old's your King Charles?
He's 9.
Yeah.
And he also has the hot, leaky valve.
Just what I was going to ask, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and what I was going to ask you, he's a barker. He barks all the time. Is that something that makes it worse?
Probably, yes. Yeah. I mean, anything that can get that trachea going can cause it to collapse. So, and you can find these online, and your vet may have information to it. There's a bunch of medications that you can use, and there's a bunch of supplements that you can use, too, that may strengthen your dog's cartilage in its trachea and may help ameliorate but probably not cure the disease. So there are surgeries too, but I don't engage in the surgery. That's probably for a referral place. But also King Charles Spaniels, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, almost all of them will get that mitral valve disease. And so you'll start to want to have your veterinarian listening to your dog probably every 6 months. And if they're murmur starting to get bad or the heart rate starting to go up, putting them on heart meds is a good idea.
Any other questions, Nancy?
Okay, no, that will be it. I just thought it was kind of strange. The other guy called it with the same
right.
thing.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's still at the beginning, so I thank you. Thank you very much. And the coughing, how do you stop your dog from barking?
Right, yeah. I mean, I suppose you could put him on some form of anti-anxiety meds that might cause him to relax a little bit. And that, you know, I actually have never considered it, but you brought up a good point. If you can probably have him calm down a little bit, you might find that ameliorates the condition. So you should at least ask your veterinarian about anti-anxiety meds.
Thanks very much for the call, Nancy. Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Dr. Matt the Vet. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Dr. Matt and Taylor and everybody. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
God bless you all. I called once before about my, I have a, believe, 17-year-old English white lab.
Nice.
Yeah. And he was a rescue.
Yeah.
And he had everything. His estimated date of birth was December 9, 2008. And I rescued him 2 years later.
Okay.
And he has a tumor on his right, behind his right leg, that's the size of a football.
Wow. Right?
And he just keeps on trucking. I'm wondering. I also adopted Crazy Daisy. I think somebody said she's probably part German Shepherd in lab.
Mm-hmm.
But she keeps them going, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the playing and all this stuff.
No, sometimes it is nice to have the two. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. My question is, is his, you know, early start with being, you know, a stray, skin and bones, all this stuff, everything you can imagine, smoke off heartworm, would you think that would contribute to his long life and just the way he is?
Yeah, I think dogs have a genetic component. And then also, I really believe with Labradors, there's a psychological component. It seems like old labs, we do find these labs, and it seems to be fairly unique amongst Labradors, that just live exceptionally long lives, whereas Golden Retrievers and Springer Spaniels tend to die off by 15. I see a fair number of 16-year-old labs and a fair number of 17-year-old labs. And so I think it's because they are just so psychologically tough. You know, I always joke with Labradors, hey, I can't, you know, in the morning, I can't see, I can't hear, it hurts to get up. Could someone please feed me breakfast and then let's get going with the day? You know, they're just very... That happy-go-lucky exterior is a veneer around a titanium core. Labradors, very, very tough dogs.
Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. All right, Dr. Matt, again, where can people reach you? How do they get a hold of you?
People can reach me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, and my phone number is 978-948-8189.
All right, sir, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to everyone out there as well. I'm at the Richmond Smoke tomorrow night. 8 to midnight in Richmond, Rhode Island. Howie is back on Wednesday. Special fill-in guest on Tuesday. We'll see you next year.